You're good.
Round two, audio works.
Round two, audio works.
Yesterday, me and Zach potted this for 30 minutes and then realized that...
Realize you're the one with the headset. I normally sometimes take most of the blame for the audio, okay, but this time...
Let me explain it to you. For some reason, when Hudson is here and he talks into that microphone, he does not... I do not hear him in the headset. Doesn't register. So sometimes I'm like... I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Sometimes you can't hear the intro song. Quite frankly, we don't have a well-oiled machine here. We've got a fax machine.
Yeah, I don't want to be Mr. Oh, man, you should have seen me. You know, I wish, if only you could have seen me at home when no one was watching. I made a zillion shots in a row. You know, like when no one's looking, you're at your peak. But yesterday's episode...
We're peaked out. Yeah. Oh, I hate that we missed it because we were just riffing and raffing. We're going to have to
reenact.
This is something I saw today and I wrote it down. I always, like, I'm like, I need to write that down for the stream.
I do that too.
But I always am like, it'll be 30 minutes and I'll be like, there was something.
I'm glad you said that because I have something that I didn't write down, but I thought of that today. I saw that I wanted it.
I saw a UPS driver in a van, but the steering wheel was on the American side, but he was on the shotgun side, and the pedals must have been below him. Because he was driving in the passenger seat swear to God, I had to look 300 times, like, at this red light. I, like, looked at him, and then I'm like, I think, like, I was like, is that a U.S. mail? Because I know they have, like the steering wheel. Not. I swear to you.
Maybe it was, like, a driver's ed.
God, he was like this. Car. There was nobody in the driver's seat car.
Do you remember?
It said U.S. mail on it. And they had to go on the right side because that's where the mailbox is always.
That's crazy.
Pedals on the shotgun side, steering wheel on the driver's seat side. There's no way that can be that safe.
No, he should be arrested.
Yeah, I think so. I don't even know if he sells mail.
Did you ever do driver's ed where you rode around with someone?
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Do you remember what that car's like?
I brought a car.
I thought that they had their own.
No, I think you might be thinking of movies or something.
I thought they had double steering wheel, double pedals.
I think you're definitely thinking about movies now. Because, like, I drove
in... you would override it.
I did my driver's test in Noonan in, like, one of our family trucks. No.
Driver's test, yes. But before you can apply for your driver's license, you have to do, like a five-hour drive with someone?
No.
Yeah.
No, that does not exist.
I certainly did.
You had to drive 5 hours with a complete stranger?
At least a couple. This is a fact, because I took a class that was a week long. Did you do yours online?
I had to drive a certain amount of hours during the day and a certain amount of hours during the night, and I had Dad, like, sign off on it, and then we just gave them that.
But paper. You also have to do a test in the class. Did you do yours online or in the class?
That was for your learner's permit.
No, because I was in a group of a class with all my friends. We took it in the summer at Landmark.
Yeah.
Me, Cole, Jordan.
You sure that wasn't for your learner's permit?
I'm certain. That was a test. That was all you had to do then was take a test.
Yeah.
Wait.
You seem to... You're weight. You seem to be completely wrong.
Dude. You definitely...
Learner's permit, you had a little book. And you had, it was street signs and all of that stuff, and you had to pass that with a certain test.
Do you not remember the course?
For my learner's permit, yes.
No, that was a test. The course was for your license. Joseph's Law? No, not that. I'm getting closer, though. Murphy's Law?
I think it's Joseph's Law. I think some kid named Joseph passed away in some type of accident. They named it after him. Okay. Murphy's Law is a whole different thing. That's when it looks like a bookshelf.
No.
And then you can... and it turns out to be a trap door.
Murphy's Law is when the worst possible outcome will happen. That's Murphy's Law. It's like a theory.
Okay.
They talk about Interstellar because they named the girl Murph.
Yeah, and apparently during your 16th birthday when you're trying to get your driver's license.
Let's look up Joseph's Law.
Joseph, it sounds so much more right to me.
It's not that, but I don't think it's Murphy either. Joshua's Law Course. Georgia Driver's Ed. Screw you, man. Take this Georgia DDS approved 30-hour driver education course to get your driver's license.
Okay. Well, the rules must have changed since I got my license. So, did you do your
Joshua's Law course online?
I think I did it at Landmark.
Okay, me too. So now you remember it all of a sudden?
Yes.
This is what I remember about it. The lady. She'd say, you're going to get that? the dog.
I can't get him inside. I tried. I told him I would kill him if he didn't come in. And he didn't listen. He called my bluff.
The lady who taught our course said,
Riggs, I told you what would happen, man.
The lady who taught our course said, what are you doing now? Oh, God.
He's not going to make noise. He just wants to be involved.
Oh, that's classic. Yeah. What if he came in?
He might drop like a ball through that window. Sometimes I play fetch
really
with him through that window.
Oh my gosh, that's a blast.
Yeah, I'll just be sitting at my PC. I'll drop a ball.
Is that what that was?
It sounded like one.
All I remember about my course is the lady, she was trying to say skidded.
Yeah.
And she kept on saying skeeted.
Oh, jeez, man. With your friends?
She said, has anyone ever skeeted before? And I said,
right here.
Yeah, she said, tell the class about it. And I said,
don't want to.
I skeet all the time. So one time I was driving all by myself.
Skeeted.
That's all I can remember.
Oh, man. But I guess Nolan was probably in, like, a year below at that point.
Yeah, he probably wasn't there as, like, me, Jordan, Cole, or
a descendant of Dana Bry hearing that.
Oh, my God. He would have cried.
Anyways, we watched Succession Season 1. Did you watch the third episode since yesterday?
No, because we got home so late. Okay, here's what I think the driver's ed car does have. I think I was wrong. I looked it up. I think it does have a brake pedal.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
He's got to go.
You're killing me. Come on, man. Brake pedal, that's it. And a steering wheel. No steering wheel?
No steering wheel.
So you're safe if, like, you're going up to a red light too fast, but other situation?
You're
I got redacted. That's not right.
Failed?
Charged. Whatever. When I got my learner's permit, Dad was standing right behind me, and I had, like, there was a certain amount of questions you could miss, and I missed every single one of them, and I had 5 questions left or something like that, and I, like, looked back at Dad with just pure fear in my eyes, and that was back in, like...
You think you would have been pissed if you failed?
No. I don't think so. It's not like he was, like, standing behind me, like, punching his fist, but I was like, oh, shit. And I, like, looked at Dad. You would think they were, like, common sense questions, but they're really not.
Oh, okay. Here's what I saw today that I meant to bring up on the pod. When you're driving from either of our houses to the office in Fayetteville, you know, before you get to that 4-way stop, where if you took a left, it would go to Tyrone and Publix, it's like a before the...
Red lights or stop sign?
Stop sign. It's 4-way stop. Before the railroad stop sign, right before the railroad.
Oh, that left I never take.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like a shell on the right.
Before that one. The one where those old houses used to be that they just tore down.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that.
Okay.
There's a stop, 4-way stop.
Yeah.
Right before you get to that 4-way stop, we were just talking about Clydesdales. And there is a ginormous horse.
Really? You think it's Clyde?
I think it could be a Clydesdale.
Yeah.
When you're going to the office, take a look on your left right before that stop sign. A giant horse.
Yeah.
I think it might be a Clydesdale.
Like, bigger than Rocky.
There's 2 other horses in there with it, and it looks like... It
dwarfs them.
Oh, it's...
Donkeys.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm not going to be weird about it, but horses are like giant dogs. I watched a video just today about, like, just horses making some... Doing some funny stuff. Yeah. I think horses and elephants are 2 of the coolest animals.
Yeah.
Maybe not horses. Elephants, certainly.
I'm a huge cat guy now. Dude, yeah. They're so awesome. Dude, I was not thinking I liked cats. I got an outdoor one. Yesterday.
Don't tell Grammy.
Well, she already knows. She sends me pictures of Louise and the cat all the time.
Does she know it's an outdoor cat?
Oh, why? She doesn't like those?
I was like, she has Vaticus, baddest cat I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Bowling ball. And then she was feeding this girl stray on like her back patio.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, have you ever thought about getting cats? And I was like, yeah, I thought about it, but if anything, like, it would be an outdoor cat. Like, I don't want my house smelling like your house.
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but... and she was like, no, no. And she was just going off on, like, how...
She has an outdoor cat, kind of.
Well, she's just got that stray.
Yeah.
She just doesn't bring it.
Look what happened to Atticus.
Atticus has, like, a cat bowl food... full of catnip at all times. The dude is baked out of his mind, and he's just...
What do you mean?
Catnip?
Catnip is a plant.
That gets cats high.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a plant in there.
It's a bowl. Like his feeding bowl.
Yeah.
And it's just filled up with catnip.
But they also have a food brand called Catnip that's just food.
No, it's catnip. No. It looks like oregano ground up in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like a marijuana bowl for a cat, and he's just digging
his face. I don't think that stuff gets him, like, that high.
I think catnip gets cats pretty high. Have you heard about cats, like, urine making people trip out?
I've heard of that before.
There's a South Park episode about that. I'm sure that's way crazier than what it actually is, but just don't get too close to your cat's butt.
Well, now I moved her outside... Indefinitely. But, like, I was putting her out there during the day and letting her in at night while she was younger.
Is she, like, using the back house for, like, coverage?
She lives in there.
Really?
And then I put a cat door in there.
Your house, I went back there when it was all said and done. Fantastic.
It's super cool.
I love the firewood situation and all that stuff.
When did you go back there recently?
Not recently. Maybe like when we were hanging.
Oh, the Halloween party.
Or the Halloween party.
Yeah, the beam too. So I moved her back there. I put in the cat door.
Yeah.
And it goes, you can go out the cat door into my dog pen area, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use that? I've used it like twice. I had to fix it because Mort could escape.
Yeah.
I found out how he could escape, and it's hilarious to think about. So I have like this 5-foot fence going around it, and I was like, oh, certainly that's enough to keep him in. But I also have a overhang part that's a deck, so that's like 2 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
But I still didn't really, like, it's not aimed at the fence. So I put him in there one day for the first time testing it out, and I went and took a shower, and then when I came downstairs, I could hear Mort by the door, and I was like, oh, what the hell? It means he escaped. So I went and looked, and sure enough, he's at the back door barking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang. So I put him back there. So I'm like, maybe watch if I him. Put him in there, I can see how he did it. And as soon as I put him in there, he got his front paws from the deck. He was able to get his front two paws on top of the fence.
Yeah.
But like with Mort, like
he's like 3 foot tall standing up on his
so
legs.
He's like reaching like this. What he must have done is just climbed over it and just barrel rolled off. He's a bowling ball, dude.
Yeah,
he'll get punched, not feel it.
Yeah.
So I bet seeing him.
How do you know that?
I punch him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he likes it.
I couldn't have a little dog because the way I even pet Riggs is slightly aggressive.
Yeah.
I mush his face and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if I had like a little dog, they would be like, what the hell?
But I bet if you saw Mort jump over that fence, it was probably the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And he was about to do it again.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he didn't even care.
And how'd you fix it?
I had to build more fence. I built it, like, this tall.
He's like, you son of a...
yeah, now they're trapped. But, okay, so...
What's the point of it? Because it's surrounded by a privacy fence that's 6 feet tall.
So, they have access to the full backyard. If I have people over, they'll just be at the back door.
Yeah.
And, like... if you wanted the dogs to be away and use your backyard, and that way they can be fenced in.
Yeah, those two. It would be like you wouldn't even know they were there.
but they won't be annoying you too bad.
Oh, they'd be pretty annoying. Knox. Knox is, this guy,
Knox
Silent Elf, he was just whining for attention.
The difference is Knox would be quiet after a while because he wouldn't be able to see you.
Okay.
So would Mort. They'd tire out if they couldn't see you.
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday... Taylor had a showing at 5 p.m., so I had to pick up Louise, and then I got home with Louise. When I got home, Knox was outside barking, kind of like that. And and I knew the cat was outside, so I was like, ah, shit. Hopefully, my cat has not been getting along with my dogs. They don't mix. But
my new roommate Cleve has a cat.
Yeah, but
I have faith in Riggs. Riggs is a kind soul.
Riggs could be better than I thought.
I think Riggs is better than most of the dogs besides Kingsley.
Yeah.
He's got his weirdness, but he's a great dog.
I got home and I was like, oh God, I gotta go check on the cat. And I go out there and Knox is like barking where she hangs out. So I'm going back there and I can hear her meowing. But I'm like, where the hell is she? She was 40 feet high in a tree.
No.
Dude, it was crazy.
That's scary.
Oh my gosh, dude. She climbed up. I mean, I couldn't even see
her. She got herself back down?
Eventually. I was like, I don't even know what to do. And Louise is like,
You never seen the firefighters climb up there and get a cat?
I'm not going to get her. Dude, I mean, it was insane how high she was. Okay, let me show you really quick.
Were you willing to risk it instead of calling the firefighters?
I need her to learn the lesson the hard way so she can get down. But yeah.
Is that not the tree? Oh, I see her.
Yeah, there she is.
I spy.
Yeah, so that's her.
That's her head?
Yeah.
Why is it like so blended into the tree in that picture?
She's a perfect cat.
Yeah, that's a cat camouflage out the wazoo. She's getting good.
Oh yeah, dude. So this is awesome.
Full sentences and stuff.
This is hilarious too. So he's up there. I'm kind of freaking out because I'm like, oh god, she's gonna try and come down. She's gonna fall off and die.
You can catch her.
I was ready to.
Yeah.
But Louise was like wanting to go play, and I was like, nah. And she's like, come on, come on. I'm like, ah, I'm trying to save kitty cat. So I go over with Louise for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, Louise, let me go back over to the cat. I'm trying to get Kitty down. And Louise goes, I'm holding Louise. And I'm like, kitty cat. And Louise goes, kitty cat's up there. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Kitty cat, kitty cat. And she's like, kitty cat's up there.
I know.
I say, thank you. And I say,
thank you.
Kitty cat. And I'm holding Louise. And she grabs my face. And she goes,
idiot. Right there.
Yeah, dude.
She's later, not lost.
So then I was like, God, I don't know what to do. So I went back and started playing with Louise again. And then I heard a bunch of like bark and stuff. And I was like, oh, I think she's coming down finally. And she did.
You saw her climb down?
You're such an beast. I'm so proud of you, kid. I had to come see it for myself.
That sticker I made of Lou with the cat was pretty funny.
The what?
The sticker of Lou choking a cat out.
She always chokes it.
You can see both sides of the whites and the cat's eyes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God.
Hopefully she doesn't hug little brother like that.
It's shocking how I could have figured Louise would just pull up to kindergarten with like 3 claw marks in her cheek.
She's gotten scratched several times, but she
doesn't
loves
deter
kitty
her.
No, she loves kitty.
Nah, she's ready to choke that zombie out. It was an insane sticker.
Yeah, it's hilarious. My mom, I almost said that. Mom's watched it.
It's my mom, too.
Mom's watched it like 3
Speaking
times.
Speaking of my mom, with all these television tasks, Owen and Avery and Aiden to do
Why wouldn't they do it?
I had no idea.
I don't mind.
Well, John also, like, because I'm all, I just think logically.
I just, what do you mean?
I think logically, as in, they have a couple of aides that are on their property full time,
mm-hmm.
40 hours a week, at least Avery. Aiden's probably less than that. I bet he works like 3 or 4 days a week.
So you're going to say that you're just like saying, why don't you do this? And I'm just like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'm like, the voice of reason.
If you do what I do, I think it'd be better for you in the long run.
It obviously would be. But like in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, you're not in your head.
Oh, well, yeah.
On paper.
My thumb's taken away. Yeah, and I regret it. Oh, man, jeez. But mom's like, hey, and mom never makes it easy. Hey, Thursday, we're picking up the TV.
Yeah.
Make it Saturday.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to bite your tongue.
Sunday?
Especially when mom...
okay, Tuesday. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I told Addie and Kaylin about this today too. And like, I told them this in the morning because I was in the office for a few hours today.
Yeah.
So I'm in the office and I'm just like, I don't know why mom thinks we need her to know construction, but yeah. Like, I don't necessarily need mom to know construction. Like, mom? I want to go into a hospital and like start telling mom, like, she'd be like, oh, they need 30 cc's of ipermeladine. And I'd be like, yep, 30 cc's. 30 cc's.
Like, I would actually do amoxicillin here, but.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's it. to each their own if you want to kill them. But mom will go into a house before a house has drywall on it.
I know this drives you nuts. I know that mom likes to be involved.
I know.
So I just try my best.
Oh, no. Mom was saying when we were at the bookshelf, I was like.
Okay. One thing that mom does that drives me absolutely bonkers.
Mom parents dad.
You what?
She like, oh, dad will say something and she'll be like, yeah, well. She'll say the same thing back. Yeah. And I'm like, mom.
One thing that she does is, that drives me bonkers is she always rains on your parade of a good idea.
Oh, like, with the bookshelf?
Why would you even do that? I'm like, I'll tell you why, because it's cool. Tell me one reason why I wouldn't. And she'll say, because it would be difficult. Like, I got it covered.
Yeah, should we order that thing after this?
Do you know the dimensions?
Oh, yeah, measurements. I'll get it tomorrow.
That's going to be sick.
I hate to tape measure in front of people. I always get a...
And it also...
flaccid tape.
Like, my mom didn't want me to get an outdoor cat. Now she's like, she's obsessed with cats. She wants it for herself.
Why?
It's a very sweet cat.
What's
cats
up with
aren't
her
normally
cat?
That nice. Huh?
What's up with her cat?
It just lives with the horses.
Is it there?
Yeah, yeah.
I always, like, put out today. Food to it. Oh, really?
Yeah. It lives with the horses. Like, it thinks it's a horse.
Nah.
I mean, it hangs out in there.
I think that's the coolest type of cat. A cat that acts like a dog and is friendly like a dog is almost cooler than a dog.
My cat is super friendly, and it climbs trees. Like
40 feet high.
Never seen, dude.
And gets back up.
And they're so fast, they're really fun to watch. They do some funny shit.
Yeah. Cats are funny.
Yeah, she's a blast.
I hope Riggs likes that cat, and then it'll be like, keep the litter box upstairs, but as long as they're boys and they're hanging out, that would be sweet.
This is my next pet.
I can picture the cat like slapping Riggs in the face with its paw. I always see cats do that to dogs, and the dog looks like...
Yeah, yeah. I think that my cat would kick Knox's ass, but I think Mort would kick Creamer. Like, Mort doesn't get hurt.
Knox could massacre that dog, that cat, if she wanted to.
James. But I think she would scratch the shit out of him. And yeah. Also, they're so fast. They're so fast.
You think?
But Mort had
catch?
Her pinned up. One time, I had him out there, and I was like, oh, God, where's my cat? Where's Mort? And I would go back there, and Mort was in on top of the wood pile in that wood thing, and I could hear the cat
How
meow.
High up was the wood?
I mean, it was...
Mort is like one of those goats you see on, like, a mountainside, and you're like, how did it get there?
He was on top growling, and I was like, where's the cat? Where's the cat? I was like, Mort, get out of here! And I crawl up on the wood, and the cat's tucked in the corner, like, underneath all
petrified.
The wood. And I was...
Really?
The whole starting point of the cat thing has been a disaster, but...
We're figuring it out.
She's learning.
Yeah.
And she's becoming Jai, and she's... I think come springtime...
Becoming Jai.
She's getting pretty big.
Yeah, but like normal cat size, right?
Yeah, yeah, but
there's
like
a Maine Coon.
What?
How much do those cost?
So that's what I was gonna say. My next animal I'm gonna buy is Maine Coon.
Really?
Once
so you're all cat all in.
Oh, I love them. More than...
This is getting a little concerned.
Well, what's cool about cats is, okay, I love my dogs, and I would still say I'm a dog person.
Right.
I don't want them to pass away, but I'm looking forward to a day where I do not have dogs. And I will not have a dog for a little bit.
I don't want to speak too loud because he's probably right outside the window.
Yeah. Dude, there's so
Same.
Much, especially once you have a kid, it's just like another responsibility. Cats, you feed them
nothing.
Once every like...
You leave them for 3 days.
Oh, dude, I guarantee you my cat... That's what I was about to say. Come springtime, my cat's going to be an absolute killer and it's going to be sick.
How do you know?
Oh, she's just a beast. She climbs trees 50 feet in the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, but what, are you not going to feed her or something?
What's
she going to kill?
She's going to kill birds and squirrels and chipmunks. I guarantee she's going to come back with heads.
Really?
She's going to be a headhunter for sure.
There were a couple of headhunters. Mom had some headhunters.
Yeah, yeah. I always think that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, they had like a... They grabbed a... One of the cats when we lived in Brooks grabbed like a bunny rabbit and we took it inside to give it shelter in a glass box. And we all woke up and the bunny died.
So what I want to do next is once my dogs are either too old to chase a cat or pass away... Then I'm going to get a Maine Coon.
Yeah.
Have it outdoor.
I've thought about, like, Riggs being, like, 7 years old and getting, like, a bulldog. Mm. So Riggs is kind of slowing down, and the bulldog has kind of always been slow.
Riggs could easily live to 14, that kind of dog. I'd wait till, like, 10.
14?
Sadie lived to, like, 14.
He's obese. Mom, he's not every that time fat. You see. That's what I think.
He's
every
bigger time than Bob's, Blaze.
Yeah, Blaze is nuts. Getting bone.
But Blaze he's got his is balls. The probably the. Scariest looking dog. Like
Blaze barks like I've seen Blaze 100 times. I know he really likes me.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he barks when I open the front door, I kind of like
he comes out so hot and I always put my hand on his nose like don't eat my nuts.
Yeah,
I'm always worried because he goes right at your nuts.
Yeah, he's nut level. And he's 100 pounds of pure muscle. Those. He is petrified.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, people are scared of him. I know Caesar like. They just sit there on the couch and look at each other the whole time.
Oh, yeah, Caesar was like... he just stared at me for hours.
Once Blaze is not scary, though. Like, once you're in there...
Like, no, he's like, oh, pet, hang
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just go throw him a stick and you'll be his best friend.
Yeah, but his barks when you're oh, like, when he doesn't deep. Know who you are.
Yeah.
Riggs is like,
You know, Mort sent him to the vet. You should have seen the craziest fight. I mean, I've seen... UFC. I've seen boxing. I saw a couple
yeah,
dogs. Oh my gosh. Mort versus Blaze, round 3, was 30 minutes long. And then
you didn't try and step in?
Dude, they fought 3 times, and each time they fought, it got longer and longer. So the first time, they fought for 30 seconds and kind of went their own way. The next time, it was like 2 minutes. I'm yelling at them. They go their own way. Time 3, they were both out of blood. I had tried everything. I beat them with like a big bucket of those. First, I dumped this big bucket of water on them.
Yeah.
Then I beat them with the bucket. They were locked on.
Yeah.
And then
scared, most scared you've ever been.
I thought that Blaze was going to kill Mort. He would have him on his
like
back.
Neck.
He'd have him on his back with his whole neck in his mouth.
It's a but perfect. It's like, a perfect. It's a perfect. It's a perfect battle because German Shepherds are known to go straight for the neck.
I mean,
it's
like, Mort's
got
neck.
No neck. Mort's got like, a tire. Mort is like a UFC fighter.
So then Tay was there and she reached in. She had her phone like this and Blaze cracked her phone like you've never seen before in your whole life.
Tooth through?
Oh, man. Screen just shattered to bits.
Yeah.
Eventually, I had to pick Mort straight up because I couldn't pull him this way because they would just be ripping each other. I picked him up as high as I could and was holding him like this. And I was like, Taylor, get Blaze. And Mort was in my hands just like, get him out of here.
I broke up a 3-way fight when Riggs was like less than a year old between Riggs, Mort, and Blaze.
Oh, that was intense.
I was petrified. And at some point, I remember, I don't know if it was Blaze or Mort, but I tried to break up the fight by like picking up their back legs and like lifting the guy
and
up.
And you screwed him?
And he's just getting bullied after that. I got him in a lawnmower position. The other guy's just going for his freaking neck. So I had to sit him down and try and figure that out.
At the time, Mort had his nuts. And Blaze has his still.
Blaze,
and apparently if two boy
strong
dogs
set.
See there another boy dog with nuts, you could have the nicest dog in the world. But if he sees another one like that, they say they flip a switch.
With nuts.
Yeah.
So they're like, how?
They got to alpha them.
Huh?
They're big alpha dogs.
So the ball lists go after the balls.
No. If two bald dogs see each other.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like,
that was more in
Blaze the aggression
time.
Level. Oh, okay.
So that's why they would fight all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I took Mort's, but I think he had him for too long to where if he saw Blaze, it'd still be on site. They have mad beef.
Absolutely. Mort's got pretty much an Auschwitz scenario situation with the German Shepherds and all. Mort was suffering through something. We won't call out that guy. I don't even think he does, like, You know who you are.
That's not what I was doing.
Oh.
I was saying, hit the mic.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to this thing? Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do. I was looking at the time, because this is right at the moment we realized the pod yesterday was a fail, and we riffed for 4 extra minutes today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sick.
We just riff.
And we were talking about Severance yesterday. This podcast is actually a season 1 review of Severance.
Yeah.
I want to give it a rating?
Oh, yeah. Oh, ready? Shit. I forget.
Do you know yours?
I forget what I said. I think I do.
All right, ready?
1, 2, 3. 8.6. You cheated.
yesterday I said 8.8. It's actually 8.6.
Yeah, so, let's do an 8.7. I had 8.
You want me I thought that you might do the same thing. So I was like, oh, I hope he doesn't do the same thing. Or I thought we might both say 8.7.
Yeah. But,
yeah, so don't get so excited. That wasn't a rating link.
Nah,
I know you guys
know.
Die to see those.
Yeah, but, we had a 3-way rating rink recently.
Rating rink.
Was that for RRR?
Yeah.
Rating rink.
Really?
We're 1 hour away. All right, I got a plot summary. I did this more about like how I would sell Lumen.
Ah, okay, I'm interested.
So Severance, just for people who don't know. It's they split your brain down the middle. Half of it goes to work. The other half just lives their day to day. But you don't remember your work life. And the person that's working doesn't remember your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you hate work? Do you wish that at the end of a long day you could just reset? Well, now you can with Severance. Never again will work control your mood. With one simple procedure, we at Lumen can make that all go away. Crippling depression, overwhelming debt, an urge to kill. Not from 8 to 5 p.m., pal.
An urge to kill.
Find peace in the unknown. Find peace at Lumen.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of hoping you would do a plot summary to refresh my memory.
Oh.
That was why I asked you to do
it. I just watched it.
I didn't need a refresh.
So, the whole premise, they go up the elevator. Once they go in the elevator, like they're at their personal life, they go in the elevator, it switches them to work life. Completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they get to the top of the elevator, completely different person. So they have 4 people, they all shoot the shit. It seems like a great work group.
Yeah.
Better than like even like a normal like.
Especially by the end of it.
Oh, they're all
best
buddies.
Friends.
Yeah, they're all great.
They have cake.
I would honestly love it. But the only problem is I wouldn't even know how great my friends were at work. At home.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'd be like, I have no friends. Turns out you got 3 of the best friends over there. And then so they're all working through. Eventually, collusion occurs, and they're trying to either figure out what they're doing there.
What happens that kind of sets them off?
Petey.
Oh.
So Petey was the 4th guy, and at like pretty much episode 1 or 2, Petey disappears. Turns out he unsevered himself. And so now his work life memory and his personal life memory are kind of morphing together and making him into a total mess.
So Petey brought in his brother-in-law's book, right? And his brother-in-law...
No. So...
How does brother-in-law's book get there?
It got delivered to the main character's front door, and then his neighbor, who's also the highest up, like the manager of that floor... Takes it to, like, make sure there's nothing in it that would, like, maybe...
Oh, and then he found it down there?
They found it down in the basement, like, in an office. Like, somebody must have been reading it and left it. But he didn't know it's his brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his personal life,
he thinks he's a loser.
A jabron.
And then
they're like, he's a visionary.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah. I like that part.
Yeah, I like that part. The brother-in-law, though, pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, he's annoying.
He's annoying. I couldn't, like, I'd like that. They did,
I think it's funny that he lives for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But I couldn't go to a book reading.
Nah.
Ever. Not even yours.
If mine would be 2 seconds long.
Yeah, too much. How did Van Meter like your book?
He thought it was cool.
He read it?
He was going to.
He thought it was cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll put this with the rest of the diabetic books.
It didn't blow his socks off like I was hoping it would. Be like, oh man, I need 50 of these for all my clients.
Right.
But he thought it was cool, and he wanted to read it before we put it out in his lobby.
Yeah.
And I put a sticker on it with a little barcode that I'll show you, where a little QR code.
You wanted to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
A great sticker.
That was an Addy idea, right?
No, that was my idea.
Okay.
Everyone wanted, and then Caitlin helped me make the sticker, and then everyone gave Caitlin the credit, and I had to tell them no.
No. Well, I told you about that girl from TikTok who's diabetic with like a million followers.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to send her one.
So I did tell you.
No, I wasn't going to put you on blast on the pod, but I think...
That's where you put people on blast. For example, today...
Here's a good one. I wanted to get out in front of this, so we already started talking.
Thank you.
I would like to apologize for my ignorance.
But
there was nothing blocking.
Jack
off.
Was picking up trash in that backyard the whole entire day, and I didn't have to tell him like, watch out for wet concrete.
He saw them pouring it then.
No, he got there late. He gets there like after 12.
It must have looked even fresher then.
Okay. I think before we even walked outside, I was like, yeah, we just poured that today. You just blanked out. Regardless, so here's what happened. John, who is the chief,
that's right,
CEO, the captain of our ship, looked at a wet pile of concrete that is
right
for
it.
My house.
All I heard was, John.
Like the second he took a step on it, I was like, what the hell? But he got off after about 2 steps, pretty much just started levitating over the floor because like your footprints just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it, and the only thing better than having a perfect back patio...
I was a couple feet in it.
That's your fault. Because every time I see that spot, I know we didn't sweep it out well enough for it to go away. There's going to be a little spot there. And every time I'm grilling you a burger out there, I'm going to say...
You know what? One of the funniest things about that is... Dad texts us today, a big group of people that might go to his house, and said, hey, they're redoing the asphalt at our entrance. Go around the new asphalt in like this other driveway entrance we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, sir. Everybody liked it. I stepped in Zach's fresh concrete, and then I had to go. Then I was going to Dad's house, and I was this close to pulling in on the asphalt.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and I
had... They have, like, blocks of CMU. Like, the first part is going to be concrete and rock, so you wouldn't be able to get past it anyways.
I don't know. I mean, if it was
dark... You could have driven up 30 feet before you would have even hit fresh asphalt. It stops, like, at the entry.
Yeah.
But the entry's coming together. It's coming together slowly. I forget what Dad told me, but
I was behind in Dad's office, and...
They did work on Sunday.
Dad and Bully were in there, and I said, when's that entrance going to be done? And Dad
Bully.
Said...
Dad no, said, Bully was bitching. Bully oh, hates... Yeah.
Dad said, ugh. And Bully was like, don't get me started. And
I knew it.
All I was thinking was, Dad getting a little taste of his own medicine.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. We should start giving Dad a little taste of medicine every time he's in the office.
Was I not supposed to talk about this in front of Bully?
Yeah. I should go to Bully.
That's fine. They're just taking their sweet time.
I should go to Bully and tell him to just trash Dad for the way he's dressed.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Look at him with this silly sweater on. Well, Dad hates the way I dress.
Well, you're about to have to change it up because we're getting
you
dress
said
code.
Dress code today.
Well, Dana put it on my desk maybe to check it. But it says no Crocs?
No Crocs? No Crocs.
I told you. So long, partner.
Okay. I've seen Dana in Crocs.
Hey, man. Maybe if you won't listen to your dad, you'll listen to your good friend, Guy Dana.
Yeah, Guy Dana.
Guy Dana.
Guy Dana. Him and Lady Dana are getting on my last nerve.
trying to sell Mason Frady a house.
Nah. That kid kills big game.
Yeah, it's actually what I just told Matt. Sometimes I think Matt forgets that he's married to my sister. I said,
bunch of hoes out here today. Bunch of fat booty bitches.
Hey, Matt. I said, he called Mason and he was like, yeah, just got done golfing, shot a 78. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know he golfed like that. And,
Matt said that about Mason?
Yeah, he talked to Mason on the phone. Because I post about Shadow Valley Ranch. Mason hit me up on Instagram. I talked to him. Upthorne or whatever?
Clever Circle?
Shadow Valley Ranch.
Oh, okay.
I said to Matt, oh, I didn't know he golfed like that. You should check out his Instagram. He's a big time hunter. And Matt said, yeah, he said he has no girlfriend because all he wants to do is hunt, fish, and golf. Sounds like he lives the life.
That's my dream.
You're married to my sister, bro.
You got three kids that are half us, half our genes, Matt. And you got one little jabroni that sees a pile of trash in front of a dumpster and just leaves it.
You wanted him to pick up that giant pile?
A huge. It's like right by the dumpster. Why did they do that
in the first place?
The dumpster was full. If anything, like... If, like, the dumpster company came and it was overflowing on the dumpster, I've literally seen them pick up the dumpster, lift it up to, like, how they, like, would get it on to tow, and then just shake the dumpster up and down, and it just, half of the dumpster falls out. They just shake it till all the trash falls out, and then they bail.
Oh, if it's over top, they shake it till it falls off. They did it in Hidden Hills,
and I was furious. I was like... Jaw dropped. I'm like, this is how we're going to do this. But Jack doing that was just like the most insane thing I've ever seen. And he was like, I was just like, huh? I walked up on him like coming from the backyard with one piece of 2x4. And I said, what is this? And that's why I got in the car after our meeting and I saw all the dirt on the side of my face.
Yeah.
I helped him get like one box that was like full of pipes and stuff.
I kept asking you why you were so dirty.
I didn't know. It was Jack's fault. That kid is a son of a gun. I live for him. He's funny now, but I'm like, are you kidding me? I gotta take pictures of it next time. I explained so much to him and I didn't explain that.
Dang.
But yeah, apparently he does, like, frame walks with JT, and all I make him do is, like...
Pick up trash.
I'm like, all right, get out there.
Yeah, well, he probably...
That's what we did at 16.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Jack needs to learn anything right now, because he won't retain it.
No, this isn't going to be the job he does.
Trash picker-upper?
He said he wanted to be a builder.
He wanted to be a full-time builder, maybe.
He ain't starting off at Chisholm Mill out of high school.
Right, obviously.
He'd have to go somewhere else, so unless he can be a builder somewhere else... Then I imagine he'll probably go to trade school or something.
Oh, you don't think he's going to, like, four-year college?
I don't think he wants to.
Really?
Oh, I think he keeps saying, I'm not going to college.
Really? Oh, man.
I think so.
I respect Jack for that, because that's what I should have done.
I think he always quotes Dad. I think he's always like, Jay says I don't have to go to college.
Okay. My dad?
Yeah.
Because my dad applied for me to go to Kennesaw State University.
Yeah, that's because all dad's other kids had it kind of put together and all went.
He put it together.
He probably just assumed it was the right thing for you.
Oh, they knew it wasn't. They probably did. I would be walking through wet concrete right now if I didn't go to college.
So that would be worse.
COO.
Oh.
I'm saying that's how I would have been walking through wet concrete right now.
Oh, you'd be me. I didn't get it at first.
Yeah. Are you COO, Chief Operating Officer?
I go by President, CEO, CFO, CEO.
Whatever.
Oh, man. I had a hilarious joke at Dad's. 60th birthday party that I never told.
Oh, you
told.
Know what they missed from yesterday?
Huh.
Or my text.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's rich stuff.
Yeah.
What was the one? Oh, okay. So.
You had a story. Keep going with that.
Oh, yeah. About the CEO, CFO thing.
Yeah.
I had a hilarious joke at Dad's 60th birthday party for my speech, and I told a lot of it, but I didn't tell the last part, which was a classic.
What?
So. I talked about how one time I played on a baseball team and the guy sat me and Dad called him an idiot. And from then on, I never had that problem again because Dad always decided
just to be my coach.
Coach my teams.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now you're looking at the starting quarterback, point guard, and cleanup hitter for my baseball team. I said something like that.
Yeah.
So I never had that problem again. Got a good laugh. But I meant to also say, and now I'm president of my dad's company. So take that.
Yeah, that's why you gotta have it written down.
Yeah, but it looks so good, no notes.
Yeah, but I always I don't use notes full time. I did it better at dad's speech than I did
What's
your wedding.
A great thing to do in a speech is if you can come up with a prop instead of notes that you look at. I did this at Sully's and I had bullet points written on it to help me remember my jokes, but
really?
It was more of a prop.
What was the prop?
It was like a. I said I wrote down. Well, it was kind of like list notes, but I said I wrote down a list of things that Tyler has done wrong to me, and I pulled it out, and it was like a CVS receipt, you know?
Yeah. Super long?
Yeah. Something like
I
that.
Like that.
So then I had the bullet point. I didn't have anything on it except for a couple bullet points in my jokes.
Yeah. I had a couple bangers in Dad's speech. Handful of bangers. Everybody said I did awesome, better than you. That's just what they said.
Yeah.
Well, I said, Jay Knight, a man that took midlife crisis a little too literally.
Oh, that's a great one. You said that?
Yeah, that was
the opener?
That was pretty much the start.
That's good.
Yeah.
Man, I bet we were getting hell laughs at that thing.
Yeah, there was a hot girl, pouring drinks at the... At the
you
bar.
Said, did you see my speech?
She said, no. I was outside. And then this 45-year-old lady who was also pouring drinks behind the bar was like, oh, I saw it. And I was like,
wait, you're married.
Great.
You're gross.
But you're married. That's what I said. But you're married? I hope so.
Oh, yeah, about your text. So yesterday I'm texting John Thompson and Zach, and John Thompson calls him Zach. Which
Z-A-C-H.
I hate that that exists.
I don't know who it is that we are appeasing. Because I've never meet a Z-A-C-H.
Because some people named Zachariah, it's spelled with an H, but, that doesn't make the Zach sound.
Zach.
So Zach. Just change it when you go by a nickname.
Yeah, you should go. Everyone should be Z-A-C-K.
Yeah, I
should
agree.
Be set in stone.
Evidently, there's more C-A-C-H's because everyone assumes that's
it has
your
to
name.
Be. Every time Starbucks, every time I have an email, every time I have a text. And I never say anything.
And everyone assumes it's Zach. So I said, it's actually Zach with a K because I like to correct people.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
I just don't want them to keep making the same mistake forever and ever. Like someone, especially. what did you say earlier? You know what?
It's funny that you said that it was mistake where you made the.
Oh, that's so funny. you're so annoying.
I know.
I don't even remember where I was at. Oh.
I hate that they're making the same mistake.
Yeah, I always correct mistakes because I don't want them to keep doing it.
Meanwhile, I'm like, all right, I'm
when
Zach
Louise
with an H
was
now.
Growing up, she was bald, and they would be like, oh, he's so cute. And I'd be like, she.
Well, that's completely different.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. That's your daughter.
Oh, Taylor, we at first for a while, we were just letting it slide. I was like, we're never going to see that person again. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
I was at the Georgia football game with Taylor's family. I went to the concession stand with Taylor. I mean, with Louise. Taylor stayed back. Me and Louise go to the concession stand. Lady goes, oh, he's so cute. And I said, oh, yeah. It's actually, I know she's bald, but it's a she. And she goes, oh, okay, what's his name? I said, her bitch name is Louise.
Yeah, I think I would have gotten pretty hot about that.
And she said he in one more way. And the other girl who was working there was just dying laughing. And the other lady must have been drunk or just stupid.
Yeah. Like, it's a girl.
Her name is Louise.
She, her.
All right, well, give the little guy some cotton candy for it. All right, buddy. Okay, so John Thompson says Zatch. And I said, it's actually Zach with a K. And Zach said, thanks a lot, ditch.
D-I-C-H. Calling him a dick.
Yeah. It took me a second to catch on, but I thought it was really, really clever.
Yeah, and then, we'll say this one short, the electrician retired. I said, see ya, Jason. It's been electric.
That was all time, too.
Yeah.
I love that one. I sent it to my family.
Oh yeah, you did. I said I did it for you. I was like pondering. I had to text out. I was like, man, do I really want to make this joke with all of these guys?
And another time I was in an email with Dana, and I'm sure Dana gets this all the time, and I think he just lets it slide. They say, Miss Bryant.
Yeah.
And I said, although
he's a boy,
his name is Dana, he does, in fact, identify as he, him. And Dana gave me a call immediately after and thought it was hilarious.
Probably could even hear him for 5 minutes.
One of my favorite things, I hope it continues. I think it would be funny if it continued for years, is if Dana just kept on doing the Breaking Bad thing.
Oh, Jesse White,
I'd really love to just give him the old Walter White treatment. Yeah. You know, blow him up.
I feel like I said this on one of the other ones, but he said, man, I'd really love to Jesse Pinkman that guy's ass. Bitch!
That's funny.
Yeah, I had a trade today that called me. I won't, like, do specifics, but it was like, they were like, hey, man, what the hell? Like, Dana called me, told me to get the price down. I got the price down. Dana called me again. Told me to get $500 more down, and I just can't keep lowering these prices. And I was like, hey, man, I'll try and ask. But, like,
yeah,
Dana gets red hot about some stuff, and that was one of those things where I knew if it would have been he was trying to Jesse Pinkman this guy's ass.
Oh, if you would say, hey, this guy's telling...
I would have never done it like that. I would have been like, hey, man, like, I would have tried to, like...
It's the electric.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. I know that you like that guy.
I was trying to figure out the prices for him without, like, I didn't do anything. I was like, listen, man,
how,
like,
long ago was this? He called me last week.
He called me this morning.
Okay.
And he was like, there's all this trickery with prices. Like, they asked if I could get $500 down. I did. And then, like, they went another $500 down. And I'm like, I can't keep doing this. I was like, hey, you know, like that neighborhood's kind of a mess because, like, it's, like, two companies kind of, like, clashing together right now and, like, trying to, like, solidify what we're going to do. So it's going to be pretty weird for, like, the start until we get started. So, like, if there's a baseline that you cannot cross, do not cross it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would give your best offer,
yeah, but
if you want the neighborhood.
But also, pal, like, there's a chance we're not going to give you these 40 townhouses.
Yeah. Sometimes people call me bitching about Dana, and I'm like, well, that's why I hired him.
Yeah, Dana gets red hot. Dana sometimes gets red hot at Caesar, and I'm like, oh, man.
Like, the grader one time said, Dana is the cheapest man in the whole world.
You can make work.
If you can't make work, you can't make work.
Lower. That's all Dana said.
The art of the deal.
Yeah.
Lower.
Not good enough. No, but Dana's the best. Dana is just, I mean, I've been around the Bryant family, but, and I never was around Dana like I was, like, Ronnie and his family. Yeah. And I love them.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, do I love Dana.
Well, you get to spend a lot of time with Dana.
Me and Dana hang out all the time, and I think we have at least a similar sense of humor. Because, like,
when Ronnie worked at Chisholm Mill for 2 years,
I bet I would have loved it.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, I bet I would have loved
it. He was all the time.
Yeah. So, shoot.
They're all great.
We got to hire all of them.
Yeah.
Come on. Nolan's starting a job Monday, right after Super Bowl Sunday. Tough transition.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a late start. I think.
Hey, it's sales. Yeah, as long as you're selling.
Cody keeps on being like, you got to work 6 to 6. And I'm like, dude, you're crazy.
He's making. I don't understand why he would have to be there all times. I thought he's just making sales. So Tyler Sullenberger hasn't left his house in like 5 years, and he makes a lot of money, it seems like.
Yeah, Tyler does good for himself. He got a cush job.
Yeah.
No one's going to have to be making. Sully, I think, took over someone's accounts, which helped him out. So when he started on Rose, someone was leaving, and he got like several accounts.
Wow.
Then he got, but he also went to national sales after that. So I think he gets like a lot of leads, like kind of in his lap.
Outside of Georgia.
Yeah. And like accounts that have things, they do like parking lots for Home Depot. So if you have like, I don't think he doesn't have that account, but if you have Home Depot, then you'd have a good. Now, Nolan's, he's going to have to be driving a lot to construction sites trying to get their business and stuff.
What does he sell?
All construction materials. Brandon Whiteford does the same thing, and they sell a lot of stuff to like rebar and wire mesh and stuff for concrete guys, you know?
Yeah.
So where the concrete guys get all that stuff. Cody's guys, they sell anything. I know that they sold a guy goats one time.
Goats?
If it fits, it ships. But they'll do it. So basically, what? I think it's like the people who, their customers being a little bit, maybe a little shady sometimes. Okay. So like, I know they also throw a pizza party for like a customer of theirs. Like they called them to order pizzas so that it would go under their construction materials on their finances instead of like
pizza party.
So yeah. They'll get the Domino's pizzas and then charge them 30% more and then go deliver it to them.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe the owner of business needed some goats, wanted to ride them off.
What?
Went through there, got some goats.
Oh, Nolan's going to be so beast at this.
Yeah, true.
Oh, you need 3 canisters of helium? Yeah. Gotcha. Have you seen the helium that's reverse helium and it makes your voice way deeper?
Well, I think it's called its own thing.
Yeah, it's not called reverse helium, obviously. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to try it. Everybody's huffing heel.
We should find out where to get some.
Yeah, and we could do it on the pod. I bet it's crazy, dude.
It'd be cool for us.
Yeah, I'd like to know what my voice sounds like deep.
I think you want to be.
This is 5 Action News. Probably what I would say.
Yeah, you'd be on the news.
You remember that homeless guy that like he made millions of dollars
selling helium?
No. You want to hit? This is nitrous. No, I'm just kidding. It's just helium. That'd be funny. Like, if you're, like, hanging out with some junkies, and you're like, hey, man, you want a puff of this nitrous?
And then they go, this is...
I don't feel high at all.
Oh, no.
Did you lace this with helium?
My favorite thing of all time.
Are you sure this works?
That is rich.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got some NOS here for you. It's crazy that, like, nitrous is used recreationally, unsafely, I'm pretty sure, dentist offices, and to make cars go faster.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's a pretty talented element.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. But now that I thought about this video, I feel like
we gotta do it.
I need to at least clip this to let it go out to the world.
Yeah,
so that somebody does it, because I won't be the one that does it.
No,
too
much work.
I'm not gonna
work.
Walk the streets of Atlanta with
find someone who buys nitrous
freaking helium balloons. plus, I bet nitrous doesn't like float like helium does. So you'd have to find a real dummy. Because you'd be just holding a floating balloon.
No, because I don't think it's in a balloon. I think they're in little metal canisters.
No, but you, what they do is they like put it in like some type of like machine, and then they fill up a balloon, and then you hit it like a helium balloon.
Oh, really?
So if you had a balloon that was helium, just holding it like this, you could find any junkie. You could find any homeless person. They would rip it and then start talking with you.
Hey, man. You want to rip this?
Hey, man. I got some nitrous here. Just hold it on to.
I'm so hot.
Oh, my God. No, that would be great. I'm surprised nobody's done that.
I mean, I think we just created it.
Yeah. Send it. Somebody who's listening to this, film it.
All right. Let's talk Severance for a little bit.
Yeah.
Why in season 2, I haven't watched the last episode.
Really? We talked about this yesterday. Should have.
We got home late. We fake potted for a little bit.
Fake potted. We just hung out for an hour.
Yeah. Then we started chatting afterwards, too. Why can't he just put a note in his pants? I can't remember.
So the girl on the team of four that was severed was on the outside. She was like the daughter, pretty much like what we are to Nightholm. She was to Lumen, which is way bigger than Nightholm.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to compare. Lumen's huge. Anyway, so she's like a second generation, third. Actually, it's probably like six because they had that perpetuity room with like all the Easton family or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they would all talk, and there were like six different CEOs. So she's probably like sixth generation of this family.
Mm-hmm.
But her girl on the inside doesn't know that, so she's trying to escape at all cost.
Yeah.
So the first attempt she does is she gets a Sharpie cap, big old Sharpie cap,
uh-huh.
And then puts a note in it, rolls it up, puts tape on the top of it so it doesn't like fall out, and then she tries to swallow it. And the main character is like, oh, by the way, like when you go through the, before she swallows it, he's like, like when you go through the elevator, they can identify notes inside of your stomach as well. And like, they're going to like search you. Like they're going to either go through the front end or the bottom end. So yeah. Like, have fun with that. And then she doesn't swallow the cap.
But that could be fake news.
Could be frivolous.
Why would I would try and put a note in my shoe, not in my butt. So that
I thought could, when I was looking at this, when I was thinking.
So that's the only bad thing with the note, right?
Yeah.
So I think he's got to at least try a note.
I think, yeah. And like they did so much worse stuff and nobody ever really got punished.
Yeah.
Like they were trying to destroy Lumen from the basement ground up and like they went back to work almost like the next day.
All they should do, if they were really going to be nice to him now, is let them talk to each other. Like, videos, you know? Or pass notes to each other.
Oh, no.
Because that's all.
The only thing I thought of that
would ruin the show,
might have worked is... Okay, so I thought of two. I thought of a little Prison Break-esque type of situation where you just tattoo your body, probably around the groin area. You probably have to go right around the pube patch. And then, like, they wouldn't check that, and then you would be peeing, and then your
innie see,
would be like,
is she alive?
My wiener?
It's a weird tattoo to get.
I don't, what was I thinking? No, yeah, so that was one of my ideas, and another one would have been, like, to sew, like, black felt. Or if, like, the person knew Braille for some reason, that would be sick. That'd be very helpful. Like,
that'd definitely be helpful.
Like, if they figured out Braille on the outside. But then you'd probably forget it, because you don't know, like, your tricks and trades when you go in there. But maybe it's, like, a, like, muscle
But they must thing. Know what the other one knows, because they can speak and stuff.
Yeah, I think there's, like, an extent. It's, but, like,
but then your brain works, you just don't know who you are.
But you don't know any of your past skills. It could be, like,
muscle
memory.
But you'd have to have
memory.
The same one as far as...
So you think they could, in the office, they could muscle memory Braille and be like, for some reason I know this says, like,
No, they couldn't learn it after the fact. They would have had to
know it, though,
they would have had to know it going in.
Yeah.
Because, think about this, if you know French, you would have to know French. I mean, they know English.
Yeah.
So if you learned something before you got severed, I think you would know it.
Severed?
When you got severed.
Mm.
Okay, how do they know English?
I think that's like...
How do they know math? Do you think they know 2 plus 2 when they
wake up? They don't very much know math.
They're doing something with
their that. Job is all about finding one number okay, that looks scary. But
they
scary,
know how to speak. Where do they cut the off? Do you think that they know 2 + 2?
Yeah.
Do you think if they knew French on the outside when they got severed, they would know?
I think it's maybe like they cut it off at high school or something. I don't know. I don't know the exact rules, but
what's up with the goats?
Oh man, we still don't know. The goats are crazy. Yeah.
I like this show. I'm worried that they don't know where they're gonna go.
Directed by Ben Stiller. Every time I see that, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think he's like a serious guy now.
I think he's done stuff in the past that I probably liked. I just don't know it was him.
Yeah.
Benny Stills. You know that, I want to watch that movie, What's Killing Barky Blank? What's Killing... it's like he's like, it's not that.
It's about Ben, it's with Ben Stiller.
Yeah, and he's got like a bunch of photographs. And
what's eating
one,
Walter Mitty?
Yeah. What's hitting Walter Mitty?
I said eating, but I think that was about Gilbert Grape. Is it just called, oh, this is Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Secret Life
I've
of
seen
Walter
it before.
Mitty.
I think it sucks.
Really?
If I remember correctly.
Thank you.
It got high praise. It's a classic.
High praise shitty movie.
Shitty movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense.
Thank you for telling me that, because now
I don't think you have to watch it. Yeah. Music's good. And I think we saw it together in theaters when it came out.
No, we didn't. I've never seen that movie. I haven't.
Funny thing about it, actually, that I just thought about, is I think that his jerk boss at his job might be the guy from Parks and Rec that's in Severance.
You think?
I think so.
He plays a good jerk. He was a jerk older brother in Step Brothers.
Yeah, but he also plays a good nerd. Like he
Derek
did in Parks
is his
and
name.
Rec.
I feel like we were trying to think of what his name was yesterday.
Derek.
It was Derek.
He's a good
we're
actor.
We're going
I think.
Full circle today, man. It almost was a blessing. I wish we had those 28 minutes.
No, I think we nailed it.
We nailed this. Shout out to Severance. We just forgot about
it. I just realized I haven't heard anything in my headphones.
Yeah, John said that 30 minutes in. I said, you're telling me this now.
We were just chatting up, having a good time.
Yucking it up. Didn't even know the cameras were rolling. Turns out they were.
Until you
were.
Said something a minute ago, it just reminded me of...
Can you imagine? I just thought about this, and I don't know why we've never thought about this. Like, we've got, like, a live Twitch stream of just us, like... for 30 minutes straight, no audio, and they're like, what the hell, I'm not watching this.
It'd be funny though if someone changed it, made it really douche stuff that we were saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad just, lip reading.
Yeah that would be great. I love those lip readings. They did one for like Trump and Obama talking.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I still don't think they got it right. I don't know which one.
She's looking.
I love those.
She's turned back around. Like, I can't stand that bitch.
It's funny because, like, once they say it, it's like.
Kind of looked like
kinda
that.
Kind of looks like they said it. I know they did.
He's like, I knew she'd never win. He's like,
I feel like it's just.
Joe just wanted to get out of the race.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, really doesn't look like he's saying that.
I feel like it's, like, ending on, like, the same, like, ch or, like, t.
Yeah.
Like, the ending syllable. If you match that,
that's
you
good.
Make magic happen.
Yeah.
How far are we in? We got games. Let's play the games. We got plenty of games. Let's do your draft.
Oh, you have a game.
Yeah, we'll see how far that one goes.
All right, this is draft of...
Best season ones of all time.
Best season ones of all time.
You want to go first or me want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. If you're going first, I am prepared to take the one I feel like I know you want to take. If you don't take it now.
I want to take Westworld.
Yep, that was the one.
I think it was...
And I baited you into that.
I knew that... You didn't think it is. Because you thought Game of Thrones was better, I think.
No, I knew you were going to say Westworld.
Yeah,
I know.
That's why I almost was going to give you one, because I knew you wanted to say that. But I just took it.
I would have taken it if you
to be annoying?
Just then. Yeah, okay. I would have said Westworld.
It's sure. Fantastic.
Westworld season one was like top tier cinema, and it went down the shithole.
Now, I also think that there kind of should be some bonus points is if season one slaps and the rest of the show does not.
Bonus points for what?
Just like in your draft. Like season one, beast, rest of the show falls off.
That's fine. Okay, well, in that regard, I'll do True Detective.
True Detective is a perfect one for this.
Yeah, because you just said season that. One, season one slapped ass. So good. I never watched the rest of them.
Yeah, because like...
Angelina Daddario, whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Just boo.
So, what I... yeah, she does.
On Woody Nelson, or who are the... Willie Nelson, that pot-smoking hippie.
Woody Harrelson's also a pot-smoking hippie, too. But
Woody Nelson would have been way more gross.
I bet when he found out he got to do that, he was like, seriously? You're kidding me?
That's usually what I think of, like, when it's like some hot... Adam Sandler's done it a million times.
Okay, so with that bit, I kind of changed my whole list that I...
Yeah, I switched mine up a good amount, too.
Okay, but I still like this. So, that makes me want to go Prison Break.
Not on my list.
Season one is fantastic.
Season two and three were pretty good.
I mean,
it fell off later than four and five.
Season one was great, and I'd watch it again. I probably wouldn't watch season two again. He breaks out of a prison in, like, Mexico.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. That dude is gay, and he didn't want to go back because he couldn't act gay in the show.
Oh, what? He's just going to flip a switch all of a sudden?
Well, he was straight in the...
One thing I don't like about Prison Break, and I don't like this about things in general, is, like, they don't do their research. He has he fakes has having diabetes, and he only gets, like, one shot a day.
Right. Same My shit. Biggest qualm.
Yeah. Same shit if you've ever seen Safe Room. It's the one when... Safe House. What's it called? Panic Room. Panic Room. It's the girl from Twilight when she's a kid and Jodie Foster. Someone breaks into their house. They have a panic room. They hide in there the whole time. They're trying to break in to the panic room to get like Jodie Foster. Something that they know the previous owner had like a bunch of money in there.
Yeah.
The girl from Twilight has diabetes.
She's fine.
And she has like a big attack. A diabetes attack.
What does it look
like? Where they give her a shot.
Does it look like she's has asthma or something?
I guess I don't know. Like, I'm like, what? They're like, we need her medicine that's out there. I'm like, what medicine are you getting for a low blood sugar right now in the middle of the night? Why is she having low blood sugar?
Shot of glucose?
How is she dying so bad? they don't do enough research.
Yeah, they got to start. We got to start a movement.
They got to ask the professionals.
Yeah.
Like, make diabetes cool in cinema again. I'm sure, like, when. They have cancer in movies, but like, that is not even what that is like.
Could you imagine how exhausting that would be to see in a movie, though? If they,
I'm not saying you have to do the whole thing.
Sorry, I gotta put my Dexcom on. Alright. We get it.
I'm just saying, be factual. Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Why couldn't she have had, like, a low blood sugar that made more sense?
Yeah. She needs sugar.
Yeah.
Glucose tags.
Exactly.
Something. All right, I'll do Game of Thrones Season 1. Ned Stark dies at the end. It's peak cinema.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got this at number 2.
I feel that. Okay. I actually love this one. Ted Lasso. Season 1.
Okay.
One of the best shows of all time. I don't even like Season 2 or 3.
That is the steal of the draft.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at some list, and they had, like, Friends in the Office and stuff, and I was like, no.
No, because Season 1 wasn't its best season.
Season 1 of The Office was not. Season probably 3 like or, three. Like, 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And the show...
Ted Lasso Season 1, peak cinema.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll do Breaking Bad.
So, I
Breaking
have
Bad's Breaking Bad's full season... Every season is fantastic, but Season 1... equally fantastic as the rest of them.
Yeah. Okay, I got Lost.
It's been a while.
Completely falls off a cliff.
Yeah.
I'm dying watching it. I'm going to finish it. But each time I watch an episode, I'm like, can this end already?
See, and I do this a lot with really shows good. Where I get invested, I figure out who the characters are, and then at some point I hate the characters and I stop watching.
I do that a lot too, and I'm about this close on quitting Lost.
There's like this window.
But I
want to
watch the end.
2023, where it like gets a little bit too political for me, and you can feel like politics getting into the show.
Taylor and me were watching Grey's Anatomy, and all of a sudden they all have COVID, and they're all like dying bad, and I'm like, turn this shit off.
Yeah, the second they do something like that, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I never
want to
watch this again.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate when they do that. So I'm fighting through like The Rookie. Like The Rookie is like a police show, and they started like getting like. Like, now it's like every other episode.
BLM.
It's like, you know guys like us. And I'm like, ugh.
I haven't heard of that show.
It's pretty good.
I like it. Did you see what Anthony Mackie just said?
It's like Grey's Anatomy for police officers.
Did you see what Anthony Mackie said?
Oh, man, what did that puss say?
He said, oh, man. I wish I... It was something about this Captain America's not very America.
What? Then go by Black Falcon, because, yeah. I mean, what do you mean Captain America's not very Captain America?
He had to apologize for his statement, but,
a lot of different...
Here we go.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations.
Move.
Suck it.
Move, you big bitch. Paying you millions of dollars to be Captain America, and you can't just shut your ass up. You should be supporting the red, white, and blue every single freaking day of your life. Yeah. All these pussies, man. That girl, the mixed girl or whatever, who's supposed to be skin as fair as snow and hair as dark as night, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Rebecca, Rachel, something like that.
Oh, you mean, you're talking about the Snow White girl?
Yeah.
That's about to drop. And
she wouldn't shut the hell up.
They gave us doors because of that whole thing.
Huh?
They're like animated, like AI
doors. They gave them
doors. Yeah.
There are dwarves.
Now there are.
Yeah.
There
but they had like, yeah, it was normal sized people. CGI down to little. How is that any better?
Yeah. I have no, like, why don't we just give them the real dwarves?
I'll do The Boys.
The Boys has a great season one.
I loved The Boys. I think it's kind of like Invincible in a way, where like it's like this
Take
shock factor of like the one scene where like at the very beginning, A-Train like runs through a girl.
So I agree, but I also have stopped watching The Boys, and it got too much for me.
Okay, so that's also true.
So I think that plays into the point.
But I did love season one.
I think it was fun to watch one time. So season one was good, but then I was like, man, this is gross.
Yeah, the dude with the 30-foot long wiener that's like just pretty much a extra appendage.
Yeah.
Oh, and like the cocaine thing with the little dude who shrinks down and goes in the ween. That was the most traumatizing I've ever been.
Oh, and then he sneezes and blows up.
And he goes normal size inside of a person.
That was terrible.
Oof.
I'll just go Penguin.
Oh, I mean, it's not even on my list. That's so much better than
it was like number three on my list when I was just going best season ones. But then when I started picking stuff that fell off, but I like Penguin.
I'll do Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is great.
Yeah, and I feel like season one was pretty much peak for it as well.
I'll go Dexter. I really like Dexter, and then it kind of had a terrible ending. So, but most of the seasons of Dexter were really good.
I'll just throw this one out there. I don't even really remember season one, but Black Mirror.
I almost put that on there.
Early seasons of Black Mirror were sick, and then it kind of turned lame as well.
I put The Chosen on there. You should watch it.
Really?
Sick. It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, you should watch The Chosen out there. It is awesome.
It's a beast.
Oh, man. Almost every episode will make you cry.
Really?
It's just beautiful.
Do I want to cry?
Oh, you'll love it.
Okay.
It's just like, man, this guy's so
beast.
Yeah. And it's got the guy who plays Jesus, I really like. All the characters are really cool. You should watch season one.
Okay.
I just finished the last episode of season four, which I think is it right now, which is Jesus going into Jerusalem on a donkey. That's where it ends.
Yeah.
So season five is really about to turn
it
up.
Is it like Game of Thrones style, but JC?
No.
Not like Game of
Thrones. But it's really
filmed in that way.
I think. No, I mean, no.
Great filmography? Is there like a story behind it, or is it always just.
It's high rated on all the TV show stuff, but the acting, you might recognize Jesus, Nicodemus in
I hope so.
The first hopefully he recognizes me. there's not that many famous people, but they do a good job. Some of it, I'm like, these people are a little too white. But what you gonna do?
You want a little Middle Eastern guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Jesus Middle Eastern?
He's tan at the very least. He might be. He might be an American fellow, but
all these white depictions of Jesus make me.
He's a,
sick.
You'll like him as Jesus. He's okay. A great Jesus. Yeah, you should really give it a watch. You'll fly right through it once you get going.
Okay. All right, I'll do Severance.
Yeah, Severance is good. Yeah, The Chosen has a 9.1. I would assume that most of these people were, like, British or something. Jesus is named Jonathan Rumi, and he was born in New York.
Hey.
But he's beast. Severance is beast. I'll go The Wire. Season 1's really, really good.
Your list was better than mine. I threw this draft. My last one is Last of Us, and...
And you know,
we talked about this yesterday. We talked about this yesterday.
They need to come up with this season.
They
got to
drop a season two. But you know who did that, and it was a bust? Mandalorian.
Was Mandalorian bad?
Did you watch it?
I think I've seen season two, but it's all the same.
Is it season two or season three? If there's a third season, it's the latest one they dropped. I watched like an episode or two, and I was like,
You know my problem these days is there's just too much TV, man.
True.
Like, there's seasons after seasons after seasons.
I hate when they oversaturize an actor like they do Pedro Pascal right now.
Pedro Pascal's fine with me, but I know you always hate that kind of stuff.
I saw a video of him, like, holding his stomach at, like, a red carpet event, and he, like, turned to his co-star, who was, like, The Last of Us co-star. And he was like, do you know why I hold my belly like this? And she was like, why? And he was like, that's where my anxiety is. And I was like, you're such a pussy. My anxiety is in my fingernails because I always got like my fingernails are down to the damn cuticle or whatever. Not cuticle. I mean, I got full nails.
Is the same girl in Last of Us season two? I think she's grown up or something.
Grown up? No, they're it's definitely the same actress.
No, I think it's gonna be a new girl. In
oh,
season
that
two.
Would be great. I didn't like that girl.
I heard that.
And you, but I loved her in Game of Thrones. That's funny how that works.
Yeah, yeah, she was a
cute little girl, and then she turned into a weird-looking lesbian.
I didn't think she was that cute, no offense, in Game of Thrones. I thought she was
She
was cool.
Yeah. And you denied the call. What did she say?
Season 2 comes in April 2025. I bet they didn't recast that girl. No, they did.
They recast her? She's not in season two?
She grows up, so like they gave her an older girl, I think.
Is it like a completely different girl? Because she has like an underbite or something that makes her pretty significant to see. This one hot? And you refused the call.
You've seen this girl before.
You've seen this girl before. Was this a dream? All right, you want to play my
Is this
game?
Girl? Recognize her?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's way better casting. She looks like the girl from the show as well.
Caitlin Dever.
But also, like, in that situation, sometimes you'll see, like, a flashback in a movie, and you're like, damn, they nailed that. That looks just like a baby
it's
rock.
Crazy.
But that looks nothing like that girl. But I'll get over it, trust
that
me.
That girl's in Justified, the one I just showed you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what else I recognize her in.
All right, we're going to play this until, like, we'll just see how far we get. We'll go maybe 3 rounds, maybe 8, who knows. So I'm going to give you 5. This is a ranking of 50. Mm-hmm. I have numbered to 40 now. Hopefully we don't have to do that. We'll see how far you get. So I'm going to give you the top 5 in order. Mm-hmm. Not in order. I'm going to give it out of order. And then you have to put it in order of where you think they are from 1 through 5, right?
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Chernobyl?
I never watched it.
It was a great season 1. I liked that a lot.
Oh, you should put it on your list.
All right. So Chernobyl, The Sopranos, Band of Brothers, Game of Thrones, or Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chernobyl.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Band of Brothers, Sopranos.
All right. You got one right.
Which one?
Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow. Breaking Bad's number one?
So you did Breaking Bad, Chernobyl, Game of Thrones, Band of Brothers, Sopranos, and it's Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Chernobyl, Sopranos, then Band of Brothers.
If you would have switched my 2 and 3 and my 4 and 5, I did pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, like...
I mean, what sure. did you... I mean, I'm just guessing what other people think. I'm telling you what I think.
You haven't even seen Chernobyl, and you put it above Game of Thrones.
I know people really liked it.
Okay. 1 of 5 on 5 through 10. So this is 6 through 10.
Yeah. All right. I'll start thinking like the layman.
All right, we got The Wire, Better Call Saul, Stranger Things, Sherlock, Peaky Blinders.
Sherlock last.
Sherlock 10.
What was the first one you named?
I said The Wire first.
The Wire can go 6.
Okay.
Better Call Saul, Peaky Blinders, and... What's the...
Stranger Things.
Okay, Stranger Things 7, Peaky Blinders 8, Better Call Saul 9.
I read them to you in order.
And?
You did bad. The Wire, you got correct. Check. Stranger Things, Better Call Saul is 7, Stranger Things is 8, Sherlock is 9, Peaky Blinders is 10.
I got one again?
Yeah.
It's tough. If you miss one, you miss them all.
You are... No, that's not true.
Okay.
Here, so... I will look. Give me, like... You can do, like... I
you can
do,
like... at them.
No, you can do, like, 20 through 25 or something.
All right.
At least give me 5 that I know, because, like, towards the bottom of the list, it's, like, a little bit iffy.
Okay.
But your memory is ironclad. You were doing good, like, remembering the 5 I told you.
Oh. You don't know that one. Now we're getting kind of in the tricky zone.
Yeah.
You're just not going to be able to know one.
Challenge me.
Okay. So you're going to do 21 through 25.
Okay.
We got Mindhunter, Narcos, Mad Men, Mr. Robot, Black Mirror. I know what that is. You know what it is?
I think Jackson told me that at some point. And I'm going to say you put those in exact order.
You would have only got Mr. Robot and Black
Mirror. I got 2. Beat him!
You cheated.
Ow!
Well, you assumed that I might have done what you did, and you just said that I did it that way, and I didn't.
I didn't want to waste my time. I didn't want to waste my time with all that. Plus, I had all these ridiculous ones. Mr. Robot. I think Mr. Robot's the guy from... The guy who played the Pharaoh in Night at the Museum, like the second one.
Oh, yeah.
And he is, like, a hacker, and he goes in and, like, finds people.
Did you see it?
I saw the first episode, because Jackson Schultz was like, you should watch this show. And I was like, hey, man, this is nerd shit. I'm not about
that. Yeah, Jackson Schultz told me to watch the show, too, but it wasn't that. What was the one? I never watched this. But it was, you remember the guy from Suicide Squad who, like, put the team together? He was, like, the cop.
Yeah.
He was on a show on, like, Netflix where he, like...
Like a Jack Reacher type thing?
I think he, like... I don't even remember. Let me see what it's called. Because I can find it from the Suicide.
I watched, like, the first episode of Mr. Robot, and I was like, you know, I'm just... He, like, went to a cafe, and the guy's Wi-Fi was, like, insanely fast, and he was like, it was so fast, it made me, like... wonder why it was so... Like, he, like, knew all this stuff, so he was like, your Wi-Fi was so good... It made me, like...
Martyr.
No, it made me wonder what you were up to at this, like, coffee restaurant.
Yeah.
And then, like, he, like, hacked him, went through his whole stuff, and, like, figured out he was, like, in a pedophile ring, and, like, he got arrested or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's Mr. Robot.
And what was this? Altered Carbon.
Oh, I watched the first season of that.
Was it any good?
I didn't watch the second season. But it's kind of like, it's got like
Oh, it's got an Anthony Mackie.
Mr. Saudi Arabia. Captain Saudi Arabia.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, what a judge. I think that
the Fantastic Four trailer just dropped, and I heard it's cool.
I watched it. I just have low expectations for it.
I think that's my highest expectations in a while, though.
I'm like at like 70% expectation. It looked cool. It looks like they're set in the 70s. The cast, I don't think, like, the...
I know you hate Pedro Pascal.
I don't think the Human Torch was a good casting.
Oh, really?
And I don't think that Pedro Pascal was good casting. The Human Torch is the guy who is the gladiator, the smart brother. The two twin brothers.
Oh, it's one of the brothers?
Yeah, the one that talks the most and gets murdered by his brother.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Terrible casting.
He's hideous.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a handsome fella. Handsome guy. And Mr. Fantastic is supposed to be a tall, skinny, white dude. Yeah, but apparently that just doesn't exist anymore. So.
Yeah, they just love... I don't like that Pedro Pascal has gotten so famous that they made him Mr. Fantastic. Like, that makes any sense.
He's like a 5'9" Hispanic dude.
He's too old. He's also cool. He's too old.
Yeah, and Sue Storm isn't nearly as high as she should be. None of them are as high as they should be.
She looks good enough.
Yeah, she's the best of the four.
Why did they make that guy the Human Torch?
Yeah, he's supposed to be drop dead. Smoking.
Oh, the thing looks cool.
Yeah, he's got a big brow.
I like
the big brow. And he's cool. He's the guy from The Bear.
Oh, I love good casting.
I like him.
They might have gone 1 for 4.
Yeah, they went about 1 for 4. It goes, the way they cast it, him as the thing is good. Sue Storm is all right. Pedro Pascal is moderate. And Human Torch is like, what the hell are we thinking?
Why did they make this guy Human Torch?
He's a little dork.
Like, I'm looking at this picture of him, and I'm just like, hey, you're not going to get chicks.
Play on.
Chris Evans was the old Human Torch. That's a great Human Torch.
Yeah, that is a good Human Torch. He was decent in the first one. I know, like, when he first catches fire and, like, snowboards
down
the mountain.
He doesn't look so bad here, but, like, I want to pick them. Maybe he can pull it off.
Yeah, we'll see.
Susan Storm. I mean, you're trying to follow up with Jessica Alba.
That's tough. Good luck.
They should have made a freaking Sydney Sweeney.
I feel like Jessica Alba could have still done it justice.
That's true.
Sydney Sweeney would have been a good one.
Yeah, I think so.
I would have liked a Sydney Sweeney.
I can't believe they didn't give it to her either. I mean, she's like the...
You just can't. Like, Rapunzel is going to be some, like, Middle Eastern girl, the last I knew.
Well, they gave this to some blonde white girl who's just, like, okay.
Yeah, she looks like a Walmart version of Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
There are some scenes where, like, I watched the trailer and I almost thought it was Jessica Alba.
Why would they make him all so old? Like, I like the thing.
Hey, we're thinking about doing this casting. We have 30 years of Marvel in our pocket that we could do. Let's get some 56-year-old who's going to look decrepit in 10 years.
I mean, this looks cool. All the stills of, like, the old-timey stuff.
Yeah.
It's got potential.
I like the suits and stuff.
I don't understand why you would do this.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm done with the game. You done with the pod?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, this is a long one. See you later. Yeah.